Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. A busy weekend, as always. We've got Raw coming up tonight. Got a bunch of matches scheduled for Raw, including a World Tag Team title match and Elimination Chamber qualifying matches. There were qualifying matches on SmackDown. We'll talk about SmackDown here as well, Collision, and then all of the news. There's a lot coming up with AEW over the next week or so. We got the Dynamite show in Ontario, Canada, or California, followed by the Australia show, Grand Slam Australia, February 14th, Sydney, Australia, with a number of matches, including Brody King and MJF for the AEW world title and more. So we'll get into all of that today, plus all of the news. Got a bunch of injury updates to talk about. A lot of people hurt, hopefully not too badly, but we'll get updates on that. We've also got more on these ratings. I think things are looking pretty good for pro wrestling. Whatever recent changes have taken place with this Big Data and Plus panel have very much helped both AEW and TNA. We got Impact numbers and we got Dynamite numbers. Both of them way, way up. So that's obviously good news for the business. Bryan Danielson talks about the possibility of an in-ring return and not looking good. Also talked about AEW. We got to talk about AEW going to New York for Double or Nothing. And I believe we got a date for that show as well. And plenty more. If you want to join us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
For the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. How about them Patriots, Tom?
Screw off, nerd.
You don't even care about football.
One of my best friends coaches for the team. You're really? Damn right I don't care about football, but wow. I care about my friends.
Wow.
Unlike some people.
How dare you? Yeah, no, the Seahawks won. This guy doesn't know who won the Super Bowl. The Seahawks beat the New England Patriots.
Yeah, handily.
Yeah, it kind of was like that Cena-Lesnar match I watched a few months ago. That's what it really was. Kind of a shellacking. You know what I mean, Tom? Yeah.
I hear you're going to be gone next week.
Is that a threat? All right, listen. Got a lot of news to get into here today. And I want to start by wishing the best to Fred Ottman, the former Typhoon. And in fact, when he was doing his video talking about his health issues, he was rattling off a list of gimmicks. And he added the Shockmaster. He has taken credit for the Shockmaster. But he has been in the hospital for 30 days. He said that his gallbladder, quote, exploded and resulted in a serious infection. He is expecting to be discharged today after 30 days. He will need to undergo surgery, presumably February 23rd, says January 23rd here, unless he's going to be waiting a year, to have a drainage bag removed. And hopefully he's back on his feet soon, literally, because he has to relearn how to walk. It was bad.
Wow.
So all the best to Typhoon, Shockmaster. He was
Tugboat.
I can't believe they didn't mention that one. That was one.
Yeah,
of my...
I can't believe you didn't mention the fact that I have one of the best all-time weigh-in performances in the history of life. When I pulled off the Shockmaster entrance at the UFC 154 weigh-ins, immaculately.
Did you win that fight?
That's another... No.
Okay.
I lost a decision. I lost a split decision to Francis Carmont, in which the crowd booed him in his own hometown.
Wow. I ask because...
With my head hung in shame.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as hung as Raheem.
I ask because I'm wondering if maybe that Shockmaster bump might have taken away from your performance in the fight. No?
It was the day before.
It was the day before. You know, you had a fight once. I can't remember who it was, but I remember like they had you in side control. I think it was side control. And like you were just defending absolutely everything. But like I don't think these judges knew what was going on, and so they just saw you on the bottom and they thought this guy was like beating you up. But he actually wasn't. I was very impressed with your defense from the bottom of side control. And then you ended up losing a decision.
It was against Corey Anderson.
Was that what it was?
Yes.
You were robbed.
I wouldn't say that. I was much more robbed in this other fight where I came out as a Shockmaster. But anyways, we should probably move on because that's not really a huge news.
Lots of people want to talk about your fight career, Tom. Did you see that article in the New York Times about Osterine? Is that a bitter...
Yeah. Of course it's bitter. What kind of question is that?
Well, it's
nice.
It's
bitter.
It's
I'm bitter. It's not bittersweet. There's nothing damn sweet about it.
I didn't say bittersweet. But this article pointed out that Osterine they have now found, of all things. Remember, it was always like, was maybe you had a smoothie, a protein smoothie or something, because the levels were so low. Well, then it finds out this one guy got popped because he had shared like a neoprene knee sleeve. And in the sweat of the other guy's sweat on the sleeve went into this guy's body and he absorbed enough to get popped on a test. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine. Actually can imagine. 100% I can imagine. And I can imagine being hosed worse than anybody else in the history of the damn sport for that infraction. It's horse
manure.
I'm beside myself.
You want to talk about ratings? Which is worse?
I don't think I want to talk about anything today.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about these ratings because things are like totally turned around. So Dynamite ended up doing 654,000 viewers and a 0.15 in 18 to 49. A 0.15. They had been doing like 0.08. They did a 0.15. And so the weird thing was, you know, Nielsen has revised the way they calculate the viewership for this Big Data Plus panel. And so last week, it was like this gigantic 50 to 55 number. And this is like the first week that the Big Data Plus panel actually feels like it's right. So they had a very big 18 to 49. They had a good viewership. The 18 to 49 is up 66.7%, and that's a very good number. And then Impact on Thursday, this is week four, I believe. And, you know, normally the first show does like a really big number because it's been hyped up like crazy, and then it kind of falls from there. It happens like every single show. At this point, the first show is the worst rated show of all. This past Thursday, they did 241,000 viewers and a 0.05. So they're up 20% in viewership. They're up 33% from the first show. They're up 25% in 18 to 49. So we might have finally gotten over this Big Data Plus panel hump that destroyed the wrestling business for about 4 months there. So that's good news. We'll see how SmackDown does. That should be the next number to come in. And then Collision probably coming in on Tuesday.
I'm really curious, and I really wish we had the information on what numbers all these various shows do across the platform streaming-wise, because I would love to know like what percentage of people watch on AMC Plus, of all things, compared to regular AMC television. And the same thing really for Dynamite as well. Like, those are the numbers that I'm really, really interested in, because that's seemingly going to be more important for the future than linear television is. Although seemingly these numbers are making a comeback, so maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it is funny they're making a comeback, because these Dynamite numbers were so low that everybody was like speculating that there must be like 500,000 people watching on Max. And, you know, BJ Bethel said 500,000 many months ago. It's the only number anyone's ever come up with. And I think that on your average week, I would say that Dynamite is probably realistically doing 150 to at most 250 on Max.
I do not watch it on anything but Max.
Most people, there are a lot of people that do watch it on Max. But it's also one of those things where, you know, people always talk about how TV is dead and no one watches TV. And then, like, the Super Bowl is going to probably do, like, 110 million viewers on normal TV. So people actually do watch TV, but a lot of people are watching streaming. I think because Max is Max, there'd probably be 25, you know, 30% of people watching there as opposed to television. But for, like, the AMC streaming service, I don't think it's 25% of impact is watching on that. I think it would probably be much, much lower. I mean, who even knew there was an AMC streaming service until, like, this TNA thing started?
Well, we're not in tune with, like, television sitcoms. But, I mean, there's plenty of people who love the Breaking Bad series, Better Call Saul, Walking Dead. And I'm sure AMC has, there's like 15 networks you get access to on that AMC Plus. And a lot of it is for movie buffs, which, Brian, we are not, so...
Well, we're going to be when we start reviewing movies again. I hear there's a lot of good ones that we need to check out.
Like what? I'm curious.
I don't know. Aren't there a lot of wrestling movies we were going to watch?
Zootopia?
We watched... Hey, I watched that one.
So did I.
Actually,
Gary the Snake?
About the last 10 minutes of it, if we're being honest. But anyway, we'll be back with more news, and then we'll get into the television reviews after a while. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. All right, what do we got here? What's happening over there? What are you doing?
Work.
We're on the air.
It's for the show.
What kind of work you doing?
Research for the show.
No, you're not. You're tweeting Sempervive, aren't you? I know it.
I am not.
All right. Well, what do you tell me?
Well, you'll know when we get there.
Is this for the SmackDown
TV review?
I'll
see you when we get there.
Well, I'm doing work now, too, so talk about something.
What? You can't throw
that
on me.
I'll tell you in a second, later in the show. Go ahead.
I just got to talk about anything right now?
Sure, say something, and I'll interrupt you, because I'm almost done.
Did you see, Brian?
Okay.
Out of all people, three-time cancer survivor Andre Arlovski captured the BKFC heavyweight title this past weekend.
I was told that.
I believe 49 years old. I'd have to look
it
up.
Did you watch it?
No, I have it downloaded, ready to go on my phone, though. Three-time cancer survivor. Unbelievable.
It is Arlovski?
Andre Arlovski. One in the Wells Fargo Center. You can watch it live on YouTube, on Fubo Sports, various other platforms. Yeah. Former UFC heavyweight champion in like 2000, Andre Arlovski.
Okay, yeah. Somebody had texted me that, but they spelled the name wrong. But I was like, it's got to be in Andre Arlovski.
Oh, we got somebody in the chat complaining that I spoiled this for them.
Oh,
damn it, Tom. I hadn't seen the main event yet. I haven't even seen the show yet. I'm reporting on it.
Stop.
So.
All right. This spring, AEW is bringing one of its major pay-per-view events to New York City. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast reports AEW Double or Nothing is set to be held in Queens, New York at the Louis Armstrong Stadium, which is located in the same tennis complex where AEW has held Grand Slam events at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Capacity for Louis Armstrong Stadium, roughly 14,000 before configuration is factored in. The report did not state what the exact date for the pay-per-view will be. Well, I can tell you, because I just sent it to my ex-subscribers right now. It will be May 24th. So if you want to go, May 24th is the date.
Can't make it. I'll be at No Doubt at the Sphere.
Really? Yeah, X is in Twitter subscribers, not X subscribers, not people that quit. Twitter subscribers.
What about triple X subscribers?
Well, I haven't gotten that one going yet, but maybe when I'm 51. So anyway, you can check out Double or Nothing in Queens, New York this year. Also had an interview with Tony Khan. Actually, we'll talk about Bryan Danielson first. So he was interviewed. And he was asked about wrestling again, potentially. And he said, the traveling is very hard on my neck. Once I started traveling again, I went back to sleeping 4.5 hours a night. There was a point around Forbidden Door last August that I had delusions of wrestling a couple of matches a year. After traveling for commentary, I don't see how it would be possible, and that is without taking any bumps. He said, in April of 2025... Adam Copeland sent me to his physical therapist. He said the guy was a miracle worker. The guy worked on me for 2 days in a row, 6 hours each day. After the first night, I slept 9 hours straight. After the second night, I slept 8 hours straight. After that, I was sleeping 7 or 8 hours almost every night. That's a game changer for how you feel. And then, of course, he noted that once he starts traveling, he's down to 4 hours because his neck hurts so bad from travel.
Well, Brian, I myself traveled this past weekend. I am injured. I flew to Chicago to do commentary for MLW. And let me tell you, I slept like 3 hours Saturday night, maybe. Yesterday, I was hurting the whole time. But I slept 13 hours last night. and I feel worlds better.
13 hours?
I was hammered.
Oh, I guess that probably helps. I don't think I've slept 13 hours since I was an infant. Like, no matter how tired I am, after about 8 hours.
The size of one or the age of one?
My eyes just spring open. They spring to life. Tony Khan did an interview. I love Tony, but my God, this guy. I never know what's going on after I hear a Tony Khan interview. I'm as confused as I was before. So he was asked about Will Ospreay. You'll never guess what he said.
His head's going to fall off like Petey the bird from
No,
Dumb
of course
and
not. I talked to Will Ospreay a lot, he said, and he's doing very, very well. He's on the road to recovery, which is incredible news for AEW. I swear to God, that's a real quote. I didn't make that up. It's comedy. That's what he said. And he mentioned Will Ospreay being one of their greatest stars ever. AEW's a better place when he is involved in any aspect of All Elite Wrestling. I have no idea what any of this means. The reality is that he is attempting to get going on his rehab, and he's still going to be out for a long, long time. So don't expect him back in the next month or so. And it's very questionable whether he will be back for Wembley. Of course, he wants to be back for Wembley, but there's also the reality of, should he be back for Wembley? The answer is probably no.
He could always do some sort of run-in or make an appearance or fend somebody off.
Well, of course.
I'm sure he...
But he wants to main event the show. So.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people...
How about
do.
That? He's got a better shot than me.
There's a lot of talk about Las Vegas. And Tom is an excellent person to discuss this with. So, this was reported by Fightful Sunday, but this is not new news. This has been known for at least a month now. WWE is trying to, I shouldn't say they're trying to. I mean, they can just make the call. But they've informed a number of venues in Vegas they will not be able to broadcast the WrestleMania show. Even if they pay the fee, they are not allowed to show the event. This is a new protocol within 50 miles of an event. And obviously the idea is they want to increase ticket sales. So you cannot go to Dave and Buster's on the Strip and watch WrestleMania this year.
Are there venues, you're going to have to send me this, are there venues that you will be able to watch? Because, I mean, really, to my knowledge, T-Mobile has some sort of ownership or partnership with MGM as well. So are there MGM casinos that are going to be able to show this?
I am getting the impression from this article that you must go to the show or you have to order it on, well, you have to pay for ESPN Unlimited or whatever. You will not be able to watch it at any venues.
Oh my God. That, you know what? That brings me to another point, Brian. Did you see now YouTube TV has new bundles they're going to pull out that include sports and ESPN Unlimited?
Yeah, they've been talking about it. But they haven't figured out how to get it yet or something.
No,
ready for rollout yet.
Yeah, it'll be there in the fall. However, you can still pay $65 or $50 now for this new sports package that YouTube has.
Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, this is another shakeup in the streaming industry. Like, you can now just get this stuff accessed through YouTube TV where, you know, before you had to go a la carte on all these other platforms again. So, never ends. I'm sick of it.
Somebody got angry at me for lying, they said. The tickets to Raw in Seattle are not $200 for the cheapest tickets. And, in fact, there are now cheaper tickets available. But I am not lying. What happened is they now lowered the ticket prices. So you can now get a cheap seat for $82. But there's really only there's three or four sections where you can get a ticket for 217, 216, and 213. You can get $82. Everything else is over $100. The second cheapest ticket is 101. And, 241 for right off the floor, 216 for floor C, 284 for floor. So they've dropped the ticket prices for that Raw show. So maybe I'll wait and maybe I will go. I'll see if they drop them even further. They're exactly a month out. It's March 9th, and today's February 9th. So we'll see what happens with WrestleMania because, as we talked about in the Observer Radio Show, there is concern about the WrestleMania advance. I think they're at about, 35,000?
I'll tell you who's not concerned about it. That's me, because I want those tickets to drop so I can actually afford to get in this year.
Yeah.
Sad that a stock owner like myself, an owner of the company, can't even afford to get in the door.
Yeah, I'd like to go to WrestleMania, but last time I checked, to get even a decent seat, I was going to have to pay like $3,000 for 2 days, and that ain't happening. I don't care that much about going to WrestleMania live. They're currently at 36,964 for WrestleMania.
Out of like a 70,000 person stadium?
Yeah. And what's interesting, I don't want to, people are going to be idiots, but just who cares? You can be idiots if you want. I don't care. So they had 36,211 out. And then they made the big announcement on Raw that it's CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. And now they're at 36,964. So sold like 700 tickets off that.
Based off of that match.
Off that match. And these tickets are not moving quickly. And, you know, it's just too expensive.
You know, I heard you and Dave talking about the lack of international people flying in. I do think that they will make that up with people in the Vegas market, locals like me, who couldn't attend last year because they were essentially priced out.
Yeah, well, we'll see what they do with ticket sales. I'm going to check them during the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. So, right now, the best available seat for WrestleMania, if you want to go by yourself for 2 days, the best available ticket is $46,219. And then from there, we got $11,000, $14,000, $6,000. As far as like the cheapest ticket price, the cheapest ticket right now for 2 days of WrestleMania, one ticket for 2 days of WrestleMania, you can get in for $747 if you want to sit in the absolute back of the arena touching the wall. Section 346, row 7. $747 for both nights. If you want to get anything resembling a decent seat, you're talking, what's it say here? $2,329 if you want to be in the 100 level.
You know, I think I might have to settle for doing what I did last year, and that is getting the $15 shirt from Ross Dress for Less, like my wife bought me that I'm currently wearing from WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
Might have to do a repeat this year.
Brutal. So anyway, that's the WrestleMania update, everybody. We'll see you. See you there. All right, you want to take us through SmackDown?
Sure. We opened up with the sultry tunes of Linkin Park's Heavy, Where's the Crown, leading us through a video package of last week's Royal Rumble happenings, Liv Morgan winning the Women's Rumble, Gunther submitting AJ Styles to kill his career, and Roman Reigns winning the Rumble for the second time in the men's contest. This edition of SmackDown took place in North Carolina, and we begin our Elimination Chamber qualifying matches with Randy Orton against Solo Sikoa and Aleister Black in the main event. On the women's side, we're going to have Tiffany Stratton versus Chelsea Green and Lash Legend. But we open the show with Drew McIntyre seemingly wanting to cut a promo, but he's attacked by Cody Rhodes in the aisleway immediately. Drew scurries away through the crowd. Actually, he scampered, according to Wade Barrett. And Cody was fired up. He's flustered. He gets in the ring, and he cut a promo like he was Batman. He's like,
the daughter of Ra's al Ghul has made the climb. If this is a genitalia measuring contest, I've been wearing a rubber suit all day. It really seals in the flavor. And I don't have the nickname Raheem for nothing. I was born down the street in a hospital made of pizza boxes. My shame, my discomfort will become your downfall. Drew, you won't make it to WrestleMania.
What in the hell is going on? What are you doing?
That's what he sounded like, cutting the promo.
Huh. Okay.
Kiana James and Julia said something to Kathy Kelly in the back. And
Yeti Pot Pie gave you 5 stars. We'll take it.
Some people are going to get that reference. But Nick Aldis kicked Cody out of the building. Then we had Io Sky and Rhea Ripley take on Kiana James and Julia. And without killing the lead, I got to say, these first three matches that open up SmackDown, I thought way overachieved.
Oh, yeah.
On all levels. Yes. Like, this one, then we had The Miz and Carmelo Hayes, and then Tiffany, Chelsea, and Lash Legend. I thought all of these matches were pretty damn good.
Well, I will say that I didn't think this was going to be bad at all. I mean,
well,
maybe
some people
thought Kiana in there would bring it down, but you had Rhea, Io, and Julia.
Kiana's
been good of late.
Well, yeah, but Julia has not been what we expected. You know, she hasn't been getting the same reactions that she was getting in Japan or even in NXT. So I didn't think this was going to have nearly the heat that it did, despite Rio being super over. At the end, Kiana hit this Sling Blade Flatline, or the 401K, which is her finish. Julia hit the Arrivederci knee strike. They got a great near fall. Julia went for the Northern Lights bomb, but there was a blind tag from the champs. They hit the Riptide, the over the moonsault, and they got the win. And this was the second time I remember in consecutive matches where Rio wins the match by using a blind tag and then hitting a series of moves to get their finisher. So I really liked it.
This was a very good match, yes.
The Miz took on Carmelo Hayes, and I'm going to lay a stat on you that I was baffled. I couldn't believe it. I searched on the internet. I used ChatGPT. I asked Grok. I asked everybody. This was the first time the Miz and Carmelo Hayes have had a one-on-one wrestling match.
That's what you got out of this? That was your stat?
Brian, they have been at odds with each other for over a year.
That is actually somewhat amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Bro.
They haven't wrestled at all. They were a tag team. They broke up and they didn't have a match.
Yes.
What the hell?
I'll tell you what is far more fascinating than that, Tom.
The Miz doing his yes kicks in honor of Brie Bella?
I believe that this was the second best match in the Miz's entire career. Because I couldn't think of one better. And Vinny looked it up.
Dolph Ziggler.
There was a Dolph Ziggler match in about 2015 that Dave gave 4.5 stars to.
That match ruled.
And other than that, I can't think of a better Miz match. I can't think of one. So, and he's this deep into his career, and it was a random SmackDown match. This Carmelo Hayes is a miracle worker.
Bryan Danielson didn't get
this good a match out of Miz.
Didn't The Miz and Nakamura, of all people, have some, like, alarmingly good match?
They might have, but I don't think it was as good as this one. This match was a genuinely great television match. And it wasn't all Carmelo Hayes. Miz, like, I don't know what was going on here tonight. He had his working boots on, brother.
He's been saving up for this singles match with Carmelo for the last year.
It was a very, very good match.
This was, you know what? This was, may have been the second best, maybe the third best performance of the Miz's career, because when he took on Shane McMahon and subsequently Snoop Dogg, that was fantastic.
That was because Snoop Dogg saved the match. Snoop Dogg was the guy.
Oh, come on, let's give Miz some credit.
No, I was there.
Miz some credit.
Shane got injured. Shane got injured, and all of a sudden, you can see Snoop. He's just like, he's taking over. He's running the show, telling this guy to do this and that guy to do that.
The Miz was dancing around the ring doing Shane's little shimmy.
No, this was all Snoop, man. This was Miz's second best performance.
You seen Snoop at the Winter Olympics?
I saw Snoop doing commentary for skiing.
UFC?
Actually, equestrian. I laughed about that. And then I also saw a great video where Snoop was doing commentary for a... might have been the Discovery Channel. It was some lizard that was being chased by snakes. I watched this like 24 times. I was crying. It's the greatest commentary job I've ever seen in my life. Why is this guy not doing commentary for WWE?
He used to do the Snoop cast for the first season of like Dana White's Contender series.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyways, Tiffany versus Chelsea versus Lash Legend. Another overachieving match.
This was the biggest overachieving match.
I'll tell you what I am a big fan of as well, and it's just a small thing from Lash Legend, but she is doing the voiceovers in her own theme song, where it's like, bougie, bougie bully, bougie.
Okay, we got to get moving, bully. Dude. It's a three-hour show.
Chelsea was dispatched early by Tiffany and Lash. They beat her up, and let's see. Alba got involved. Tiffany and Chelsea backdrop Lash in the timekeeper's area. Oh, hold on. Let me back up here.
Oh my God.
Lash hit a buckle bomb and a choke slam to Tiffany, right? Tiffany kicked out.
Chelsea, I think we could just get to the point.
No, because this match was great. Chelsea hit a coast-to-coast dropkick of all things to Lash. Nia pulled Chelsea to the floor. Chelsea and Tiffany backdrop Lash in the timekeeper's area. Nia body-checked Alba. Tiffany posted her. Chelsea grabbed Tiffany, went for the unprettier in the ring, but Tiffany got out, hit the prettiest moonsault ever, and won.
Yes.
Cooking with hot grease, 3-for-3.
Chelsea injured her foot somewhere in this match. She got a big bruise. She will be fine, but she did miss the AAA show this weekend, and so she was replaced. And Ethan Page lost to Lola Vice and your main man, the
Mr. Iguana. So Kit Wilson came down, ran down all the toxic masculinity traits that were on display in the Royal Rumble. Obafemi came out, killed this guy, destroyed him.
It was great.
Running uppercuts, huge backdrop, fall from grace powerbomb. Obafemi picks up the victory.
This guy right now, I hate to say it, he's more over than Bron Breakker. Who, by the way, also just underwent hernia surgery, so he's out for a while.
There was a backstage segment with Truth, Damian Priest, and Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre went to the ring, tried to cut his interview again, but Fatu attacked him, laid out security as well. And then Nick Aldis backstage told Fatu, look, you got a qualifying match for the chamber next week, but get out of here now. Then we had Nakamura take on Tama Tonga. JC Mateo and Tonga Loa came out holding the tag belts.
This match
are they the champions now?
This match was, yeah, the MFTs beat the Wyatts.
Are they all the champions?
I guess.
Solo and Tama were the team.
I don't know. Who cares?
And then
it's like you hang your jacket on a tree. You hang your belts on the family tree.
Nakamura hit the landslide. Tama Tonga kicked out. Went for the Kinshasa. MFTs interfered. Tama hit the cutthroat elbow to the back of the head. One to the front. Pinned Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm guessing
this
that
was
evil,
underwhelming at best.
I'm guessing or hoping that we're getting some sort of stable that can battle against the
yeah,
MFTs
evil and Hiromu. Evil Hiromu and Nakamura against the MFTs. How is that for a feud that nobody predicted in the prediction show this year?
Liv Morgan and Raquel came to the ring. They were probably about to argue, but Jade Cargill came out. Then
do you realize that Jade has been the champion for 100 days and has not defended her title once?
That's awesome.
Not one time in 100 days.
We had a four-way match here, a tag match. It was Jade and Jordan defeating Raquel and Liv after some miscommunication. And then Liv ran Raquel into Jade and then pinned her. Drew McIntyre finally cut his promo.
Great promo.
Great promo, but SmackDown got made to look like chumps.
He had a lot of work to do digging his way out of this hole.
Everybody backstage gave their condolences to Sami Zayn. Get him next time. Try your hardest. You can do it. And then we had Solo Sikoa take on Randy Orton and Aleister Black in an Elimination Chamber qualifier in the main event. Randy gave Black a superplex. Solo came off with a great Uso splash. Then Orton made his comeback. He went for the DDT, but instead backdropped Solo on the tables. Gave Black an eye poke, and Wade's like, the ref didn't see it. Well, it doesn't matter. There's no DQ. Orton finally hit the DDTs, and then they worked to a spot where Solo set up for the Samoan spike. Randy stumbled backwards, but struck first before Solo could land the spike. Hit the RKO. Won the match, and he qualified for the Elimination Chamber. This was good, too.
Yeah, this was overall a very strong SmackDown. Collision was a strong show as well, thanks to the second half of the show when they had the parking lot brawl on top of the Palms, which I thought was a good parking lot brawl. It was crazy. And the main event with Ciampa, Claudio, and Roderick Strong, which Ciampa won to retain the TNT title. Also a very good match. Rest of the show was just kind of a collision. It was just there. But overall, two good shows this weekend. We'll talk about Raw after the break and more Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I was doing curling at the gym today, Tom.
Not that kind of curling.
Oh. Brian.
We were talking about how I made a comment to Brian off air. I said, look, anybody that ever talks about how stupid pro wrestling is or how dumb it is needs to watch the Winter Olympics. Because what in the world are some of these events? Curling's not even the biggest offender. Curling is something I'd rather like. I mean, did you see Lindsey Vonn yesterday? People want to talk about pro wrestling being dangerous. Good Lord. They let her out there without an ACL.
Yeah, didn't she have a torn ACL and didn't she kill herself or something?
Well, that's
not
you
literally.
Are prone to hyperbole.
Not literally, but like she crashed and burned, right? Because she has no ACL.
Well, yeah, but then people are like, well, it's because her pole it hit the flag. That's why. It's not because of her ACL.
Is that right? Well, the rest of us are going to watch Raw tonight, right?
I'm probably going to watch
the Winter Olympics.
Some dumb sport of the Winter Olympics, actually.
Elimination Chamber qualifying matches begin, but we don't have any participants. The Usos defend against Alpha Academy for the World Tag Team titles. And Maxine Dupri faces Natty.
Hold on, they're back? And they want a match?
Back.
Oh.
Yeah, Alpha Academy's back, brother.
My boy, Brutus Creed.
Is that your boy?
He is my boy. Much
why?
Like
why is that? Why not
Tito
Julius?
Much like Tito Ortiz is Dana White's boy.
We got to go, everybody. Lance is going to be joining us tomorrow. Filthy Tom will be back on Wednesday. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, everybody, so check it out. And Observer Radio tonight. We had a Brian and Vinny show and an Observer Radio this weekend. There's so much stuff to enjoy. Let's get to it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.